Ukraine invasion could come any day. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan weighing in on the possibility of a Russian invasion and the likelihood that Kiev could potentially collapse quickly.
Look, my job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital. We are working hard with our allies and partners on that. We are providing, as I said before, material support to the Ukrainians and trying to get them to make sure they are in the best position possible to defend themselves.
Sullivan speaking on Fox News Sunday. Meantime, China's president receiving his first visit from a foreign leader in 2 years, and that leader was Vladimir Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to Beijing to meet with China's President Xi Jinping during opening ceremonies. After the meeting, the two issued a joint statement saying they oppose further enlargement of NATO and called on NATO countries to abandon their Cold War approach. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told the Fox News Rundown podcast.
Obviously, we're keeping an eye on both of them as closely as possible, and certainly they both are actors, and they're acting in ways inimical to a rules-based international order that has existed since World War II that, quite frankly, both of them have benefited from.
Kirby said U.S. alliances are key, and it is not up to Russia or China who is involved in NATO. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Four people are dead and two others injured after a fiery crash on a Georgia highway early Sunday. The victims inside a Dodge Charger reportedly sped away from cops doing 169 miles an hour before crashing. Well, after playing in Sunday night's Pro Bowl, Saints running back Alvin Kamara arrested and charged with beating someone the night before in a Las Vegas nightclub. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Another New York City cop is hit by gunfire over the weekend, the seventh so far this year.
The officer, who was not named, was released after being shot in the foot. According to the NYPD's housing chief, Jeffrey Madry,
the officer was attending a vigil.
When he saw two people firing shots at one another, he responded and was wounded. Chief Madry said it's not just the community on edge.
We just sent home two of our beloved detectives. This is very painful. It's very hurtful.
The incident happened days after President Biden's visit to New York to address the rise in gun violence with city and state leaders. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Praise Sunday from Israel over a raid in Syria.
Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is congratulating President Biden following the killing of the leader of ISIS by U.S. forces last week. In a phone call with the president, Naftali Bennett said the world is now a safer place. The two leaders also discussed Israel's concerns about U.S. efforts to revive the Iranian nuclear deal.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Well, the countdown is on to kickoff in Super Bowl 56. Fox's Matt Napolitano has a preview of the week leading up to the big game.
After a week of basking in conference titles,
and Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl, and the Rams are going to Super Bowl 56.
We're just 6 days away from the Cincinnati Bengals and Los Angeles Rams duking it out in Super Bowl 56. Audio courtesy of CBS and Fox, the Bengals will land in Los Angeles tomorrow for the big game at SoFi Stadium, which the Rams call home. Players and coaches will address the media throughout the week leading up to kickoff, with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell also set to give his State of the League address, as a bevy of activities will be available for fans throughout the week in L.A., including the Super Bowl experience, as we await the crowning of a new champ in the NFL. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.